Dios los bendiga, hermanos.
Gracias, Cristo.
God bless you, brothers. Good evening. Amen.
Gracias, Jesús.
You know, God is good. Amen.
Amen.
Dios es bueno.
Así es. Aleluya.
Dios sigue haciendo cosas buenas en el corazón de cada uno de nosotros. Amen. Y le damos gracias al Señor por ello.
Aleluya.
Si tiene su Biblia, vaya buscando Segunda de Pedro. If you have your Bible, please start looking for 2 Peter chapter 1. We're going to read a few verses from there. Vamos a leer unos cuantos versículos de este pasaje. Amen. 2 Peter, amen. The Lord put this in my heart about 2 weeks ago. Somebody at church was reading out of this passage. The topic, the theme was something completely different, but the Lord dropped this in my heart. And I believe that the Lord has something for us. Amen. Dios puso esto en mi corazón hace un par de semanas. Un predicador en la iglesia estuvo leyendo este pasaje. El tema era algo completamente distinto a esto. Pero Dios puso esta palabra en mi corazón. Amen.
Gloria a Dios.
Vamos a titular este pequeño tiempo, esta pequeña predicación, cuando el mensaje no funciona. Amen. We're going to title this little preaching tonight, When the Message Doesn't Work. Amen. And I hope that with this, if you find yourself in that position when you say, this isn't working, I hope that this can give you the encouragement that your soul needs, that your spirit needs. Amen.
Gracias.
Y espero que si usted se encuentra o se ha encontrado, tal vez se encontrará en una situación, en una posición donde dirá, esto no funciona. Espero que esto le traiga el ánimo que su alma y su espíritu necesita durante esos tiempos. Amén.
Gloria.
La palabra del Señor dice, en 2 de Pedro capítulo 1, the word of God says in 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 1 says, Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. He says, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that has called us unto glory and virtue. Verse 4. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith. Add to your faith virtue. And to virtue, knowledge. And to knowledge, temperance. And to temperance, patience. And to patience, godliness. And to godliness, brotherly kindness. And to brotherly kindness, charity or love. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacks these things is blind and cannot see afar off and has forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence and make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you shall never fail. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Wherefore, I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though you know them and be established in the present truth. Yeah, I think it meet, as long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance. Amen. We're going to pray, amen, and we're going to go through this as the Lord has given me for you tonight. Amen. Father, I thank you tonight for the opportunity to be here, God.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord, that you allow us, Father, to gather, to worship you, to gather, to study, and to hear your word, God. I pray, Lord, that your Holy Spirit will minister unto each and every one of us here tonight, God. For there will come times in our lives, Lord, where the defeat will be so constant, Lord. When the defeat will be so obvious, God, that we may question, we may doubt, or we may come to say this doesn't work. Father, I pray that you will stir the hearts up in remembrance of what you've done for us, Lord. Stir us up today, Father. Encourage our souls. Remind us, Father, of what you've done for us, O Lord. Put it in remembrance, O Lord. Make it ever be so present in us, the power that is in the cross, Lord. In Jesus' name, Lord, we pray, amen and amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Gracias, Señor. El apóstol Pedro comienza en este capítulo, en esta carta, diciendo esta carta es para los que han alcanzado por la justicia de nuestro Dios y Salvador, una fe igualmente preciosa que la nuestra. Amén. En inglés esto lee un poco diferente y me tomó varias veces leerlo para entender la manera en que está escrita. Pero está diciendo, esto es para los que tenemos la misma fe. Esto es para los que hemos alcanzado la fe, la misma fe. Amén. Él está ahí cortando la diferencia entre el judío y el griego, amén, entre el que se supone que Dios siempre ha hablado únicamente para ellos y con los que no conocían de Dios. Él está cortando esa separación diciendo, esto es para todos los que hemos alcanzado la misma fe. The apostle begins by writing and saying, this is for all those that have obtained like precious faith, all of us that have the same kind of faith. He's breaking the division. He's breaking away with the separation of a Jew and a Gentile. He is going away with the separation that God speaks to some people and he doesn't speak to other people. Amen. He's saying this is for all that have the same kind of faith. Our faith is alike. And this is for you. Amen. He says we have reached this faith through the righteousness of God. Luego dice, lo hemos alcanzado por la justicia de nuestro Dios y Salvador Jesucristo. Amén. Note cómo el tema de la justicia siempre viene pegado con el tema de Jesucristo y su obra de salvación. Amén. Notice how the word righteousness, the theme of righteousness, is always attached to the saving work of Jesus Christ. Amen. And you and I know in more detail what that saving work was. His shedding of his blood on the cross of Calvary. Amen. That is how we have obtained righteousness unto God. Amen. The theme of the cross is embedded, is in every single passage in this scripture. Amen. It is always there. The theme of the cross is embedded in the Bible. Amen. All throughout. He says, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Amen.
Gloria.
Grace and peace can be multiplied to you through the knowledge of God and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Dice en el versículo 2, gracia y paz os sean multiplicadas. Amen. En el conocimiento de Dios. Ahora, esto es importante. Necesitamos algo de Dios, amén, y el requisito es conocer a Dios.
Amén.
Él quiere darnos más de su gracia y Él quiere darnos de su paz, Pero Él nos llama a conocerlo. Encontramos gracia y paz cuando lo conocemos a Él. We find grace and peace for our life as we get to know Him. Amen. As we get to know what Jesus has done for us. As we get to know the plan of God for each one of us. Amen. He says, according as His divine power, He has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. Amen. Dice, Él nos ha dado todas las cosas que pertenecen a la vida y a la piedad.
Amen.
When I read this, I saw, man, everything I need, He has it for me. If I need it, God has it for me.
Amen.
Todo lo que necesito, Dios lo tiene para mí. Amen.
Yes.
Todo lo que en mi vida yo necesito, lo encuentro en Dios. Amen. Lo que necesito en cada aspecto de mi vida, lo encuentro en Dios. En el conocer a Dios, encuentro todo lo que yo necesito para mi vida. Amen.
Amen.
I find everything that I need for every aspect of my life in knowing God. If you get to know Him, you will have everything that you need for every aspect of your life, and you will lack nothing. Amen?
Amen. Yes.
Because even when you have nothing, if you know Him, you know that you have got everything that you need.
Amen.
In Him.
Yes.
Amen?
Hallelujah.
You can be content even when you have got no material possessions, even when everything is going against you, but you know Him, there is grace and peace because you know Him. Amen. Hay gracia y paz porque lo conocemos a Él. Amén. Aun cuando todo va mal, hay gracia y paz porque lo conocemos a Él. Aleluya.
Amen.
To know Him is the best and the greatest thing that you could ever do.
Yes.
To know Jesus Christ as the Savior of your soul.
Yes.
Because let me tell you, in case you forgot or in case you didn't know, you need a Savior.
Amen.
I need a Savior.
Yes.
Because sin runs through every drop of my blood.
See.
The guilt and the stain and the curse of sin is upon the life of every single human being.
Yes.
And we need a Savior.
Amen.
Necesitamos Aleluya. Un Salvador, mis hermanos.
Amen.
Por si no sabía o si se le olvidó, la mancha y la maldición del pecado corre por cada gota de nuestras venas.
Así es.
Y necesitamos un Salvador. Y el conocerlo como Salvador es lo mejor que podemos hacer. Amen.
Aleluya.
That's
Amen.
The best thing that you can do with your life.
Amen.
To dedicate Yes. your life to getting to know Him.
Yes.
El dedicar nuestra vida a conocerlo a Él es lo mejor que podemos hacer.
Amen.
To know Him.
Yes.
Young man, young lady, I know there are ambitions. I know there are goals for your life, for your career path, for your job, for wherever things are coming in your future. I know those things are there. And it's good to have goals. It's good to have ambitions for your life. But the best thing that you could ever do is to get to know who Jesus Christ is and what He has done for you.
Yes.
Because if you get to know Him, you will have everything that you need for your life.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Si lo conoces a Él, tendrás todo lo que necesitas para tu vida.
Amen.
Más que las ambiciones de tu carrera, más que las metas que hay en tu vida. Conocerlo a Él es lo mejor
yes,
que podemos
Lord.
Hacer. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. It'll be the best decision
Amen.
That you could ever do.
Yes.
If in your life you need it, He's got it.
Yes.
But then He says, not only things pertaining to life, but also godliness.
Yes.
Your spiritual life. If you need it, God's got it.
Yes. Yes.
What do you need in your spiritual life?
Mm-hmm.
Freedom? Victory?
Yes.
Power? He's got it.
Yes.
You've been looking in the wrong place. for something that he's told you he has for you.
Amen.
You've looked in prayer, you've looked in meetings, you've looked in ministries, you've looked all over the place for something that only he has.
Yes.
All things pertaining to godliness, your yes. spiritual life, all things pertaining your ministry, he's got it.
Yes.
Your ministry needs it. God's got it.
Yes.
He has it. Amen. Ask him.
Amen.
Ask him.
Amen.
Believe him. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
He goes on to say, whereby we are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature. La naturaleza divina. In that word alone right there, the divine nature, you find the meat. You find the real aspects of what the message of the cross is all about.
Yes.
You find there in the divine nature more than just terminology, more than just quoting the same scriptures that say the word cross. In the fact of living, partaking in the divine nature, that's where you find whether you get it or you don't.
Amen.
En el hecho de la naturaleza divina, en el estar siendo partícipes de la naturaleza divina, es donde vamos a darnos cuenta si en verdad entendemos o no.
Amén.
Lo que es el mensaje de la cruz.
Yes.
Porque es aquí donde está la carne, donde está lo de a de veras del mensaje de la
Amén.
Cruz.
Yes.
Donde ya no es nomás terminología, ya no es nomás las mismas citas que dicen la palabra cruz. Pero es aquí el hecho de lo puedes vivir o no.
Amén.
It is here where it comes, where you run out of you know, all the things that you can pare it back. This is all about whether you live it or you don't.
Amen.
Are Hallelujah. You partaking Amen. Of
yes.
the divine nature?
Amen.
What in the world is the divine nature?
Amen.
Glory the very essence of God.
Amen.
See, the Bible says that you and I have escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Dice la Escritura que hemos escapado. Él nos ha llamado y hemos escapado la corrupción que hay en el mundo.
Sí.
Él nos ha sacado del poderío de la naturaleza de pecado.
Amen.
See, he has taken you out of the power of the domain
sí.
of the sin nature that once ruled and controlled your
Amen.
Life.
Amen.
That you had no choice and you had no say. You were dominated by sin.
Yes.
It came out naturally because that's what you and I were.
Yeah.
Sinners, dominated by the power of sin.
Yes.
What pulled you to do the wrong thing mm-hmm. was the power of sin
so,
that was ruling in your life.
Yes, yes.
Amen. And it's a lie when people say, I can quit whenever I want to. No, you can't. Because you're dominated by sin. It's not a fact of just waking up and deciding I won't do this anymore, because we're not strong enough to do such a thing. El poder del pecado que nos regía y nos dominaba va más allá de nosotros simplemente decir, ya no voy a hacer esto, y se acabó. Porque no tenemos el poder suficiente para decir no al pecado, para darnos vuelta y caminar a otro lado. De nosotros no está ese poder. Y dice la Escritura que a través de Él hemos escapado ese poder.
Aleluya.
Hemos sido hechos libres de ese poder,
Aleluya.
Del poder de la naturaleza
yes.
de pecado.
Amen.
Y ahora somos partícipes de la naturaleza divina.
Uh-huh.
Una vida totalmente opuesta a la vida dominada por el pecado.
Amén.
The divine nature, it is a life that is completely different than the life that was completely dominated by sin.
Amen.
If you're a professing Christian and there's not been a change in your life, my friend, you're not living the abundant life that Jesus Christ died and paid for you to have.
Amen. Yes.
There is more.
Amen.
Hay más.
Sí.
Si no estamos mirando el cambio en nuestra vida, no estamos siendo partícipes de la naturaleza divina.
Amén.
de ese proceso de santificación que nos está cambiando día a día.
Amén.
La esencia de Dios en nuestra vida, siendo reflejada a través de nosotros.
Yes, Lord.
Si no está pasando eso, no estamos siendo partícipes, no estamos entendiendo lo que el mensaje de la cruz debe producir en la vida y en el corazón de las personas.
Amén. Gloria a Dios.
I don't know about you, but I've heard it many times. The message doesn't work for me. It doesn't work for me. Yo no sé usted, pero yo he escuchado varias veces de varias personas, ministros aún, que dicen, hermano, el mensaje no funciona para mí. Estoy fallando y derrotado. Lo prediqué, lo miro, lo entiendo, pero no funciona para mí. I see it, I understand it, I know where to find it. I preached it, but it's not working for me. I am being defeated. I am not living the life that I should. But we hear it many, many times. The message doesn't work. Let me tell you, it's not the message that doesn't work. It's you and I that don't work.
Yes.
The message is not broken. You and I are broken.
Yes.
No es el mensaje el que no funciona. Somos usted y yo los que no funcionamos.
Así es.
The ones that need fixing is you and I.
Amen.
Not the message, but you and I.
Aleluya.
He has everything that you need for every aspect of your life.
Aleluya.
And your spiritual life.
Sí, Señor.
He has it.
Gloria a Jesús.
He goes on to say, he says, we have escaped. And then he says, you have to give, verse 5, look at verse 5, el verso 5, mira como dice el verso 5. Giving all diligence, dando, ¿dónde está?
Poniendo
toda diligencia. Giving diligence, taking it serious. This is something that you and I have got to take very serious, have got to put discipline into. We got to be diligent about this. This is something important. Esto es algo importante, a lo que hay que darle la importancia que merece, la disciplina que merece, tener diligencia por esto mismo. Add to your faith. We have to add to our faith.
Yes.
Dice, añadid a vuestra fe.
Amen.
Hay algo que necesitamos añadir a nuestra fe.
Amen.
A Cristo. Como que eso suena medio anti-mensaje de la cruz. Wait a minute, add to your faith. It kind of sounds anti-message of the cross.
Nah.
No. This is where we got to be careful and where we got to open our eyes to see this.
Yes.
The faith that you started with, that was good to get you started. Mm-hmm. That was enough to get you entrance into the things of God. Mm-hmm. But God wants you to grow. God wants your faith to grow. God wants to add things to your faith that you need in your life. Dios quiere añadir cosas a nuestra fe, cosas que necesitamos en nuestra vida. La fe con la que comenzamos fue suficiente para comenzar, para entrar y tener acceso a Dios, pero esa fe debe de crecer.
Amen.
As we go on with our life, that faith has got to grow. And he says you need to be diligent about this.
Yes.
That you add to your faith virtue, power, energy, encouragement. Mm-hmm. Que le agreguemos virtud, energía, poder, fuerza, el Espíritu Santo. Lo que sale de tener una vida llena del Espíritu Santo. Virtud en nuestra vida. Mm-hmm. Virtue. And then he says, and to virtue, you gotta add knowledge. You can't just have all that power in you and not know what it's for.
Yeah.
And not know what it does.
Amen.
And not know where it comes from.
Hallelujah.
Knowledge.
Yes.
Is very important.
Mm-hmm.
You see, and it's not talking about an intellectual knowledge. Mm-hmm. You know, you can be the smartest person in the world and not understand a single thing that the Bible is talking about.
Así es.
What he's saying is not a knowledge that you memorize scriptures, that you are very good with theology. But this is talking, and this is my personal opinion, this is talking of a knowledge that you have experienced. Esto se refiere a un conocimiento que se experimenta. To get to know him, to get to experience him. I know he can do this because he's done it for me. I know he does this because he's done it in my life. I know he can forgive you because he forgave me. I know he paid for your sins because he paid for mine.
Yes.
A knowledge that you've experienced, not just something that you know in your mind, but something that you believe, something that you've experienced in your life.
Amen.
He says, to knowledge, temperance, and to temperance, patience. You know, very hard to be a patient person, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Temperance, it speaks of self-control.
Amen.
Something important, something basic of the message of the cross is deny yourself. Denying yourself has got, it sounds so simple, but yet it's probably the most difficult thing that there is.
Yes.
To deny what you want.
Yes.
To deny yourself, who you are. Because who you and I are is not good enough, and he doesn't cut it in the things of God. But he's made us a new creation, a new man, a new woman, a new life in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Deny yourself to have temperance. Amen. Patience. To believe when nothing happens. That's where faith is tested the greatest. Sí. La paciencia. Creer cuando nada pasa. Cuando nada sucede. Y creerle al Señor. Ni siquiera creer en medio de la tormenta, porque en la tormenta estás viendo lo que está pasando en la tormenta. Pero cuando no pasa nada,
yes,
la fe es probada aún más. See, it's one thing, you know, you have patience, you're believing through the storm. I mean, you're seeing things falling down left and right. But to believe when absolutely nothing is happening.
Yes.
Your faith is tested. Our faith is tested. To be still is very hard.
Hallelujah.
For a lot of people, being still and waiting on God is very difficult. Let me tell you, just because you can do something doesn't mean you should do something. When it comes even to the things of God, just because you can, you have the ability to do so, it doesn't mean that you should.
Amen.
Be patient for what God has.
Amen.
Have patience because God's plan is always better.
Yes.
Have temperance, self-control.
Amen.
Know what his will is for you. Mm-hmm. Be diligent in seeking God. Have patience. Amen. He says then he says this. Oh, technology don't fail me now. There we go. He says, for patience, we have to add godliness. See, godliness, it talks of your daily walk with God. Your sanctification process.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that he's changing you from who you are to what he wants you to be. And there needs to be that change in you.
Mm-hmm.
If that change is not happening, you need to take a hard look at your life and your faith.
See?
God has good things for you.
Amen.
Don't stop experiencing the things that God has for you because of your unbelief. No deje que la duda lo haga que usted deje de experimentar las cosas que Dios tiene para usted, porque Él tiene mucho más para usted.
Mm-hmm.
You see, we start a new year, new doors are being opened, doors are being closed,
mm-hmm.
new vision is being given, but we need to believe Him for those things. And these things need to be added to our faith if we're going to make it.
Amen.
If we're not having these things, it's going to be hard.
Mm-hmm.
See, to godliness, when God is changing you, you will have brotherly kindness.
Mm-hmm.
You will love your brother and your sister.
Yes.
You will see others as if they were your own family. You will care for others. Then he says, and to brotherly kindness, charity, love. These things are to be added to your faith. This has to be a fruit that is happening in your life. Esto debe ser un fruto que está sucediendo en nuestra vida. Verso 8 dice, porque si estas cosas están en vosotros y abundan, no os dejarán estar ociosos ni sin fruto en cuanto al conocimiento de nuestro Señor Jesucristo. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge. See how important it is, the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
God doesn't want for your life to be useless. Dios no quiere que su vida cristiana sea sin uso, inútil.
Amen.
Él quiere primordialmente que usted lo conozca.
Sí.
Que no sea ocioso y sin fruto.
Amen.
En conocer al Señor.
Yes.
Y luego en el ministerio que Él nos ha llamado a hacer, que es llevar el Evangelio a todo el mundo.
Amen.
Él no quiere que seamos ociosos y sin fruto.
Amen.
He doesn't want for us to be barren. Something barren is without life, without fruit, useless, good for nothing. He doesn't want that for your life. And if you find yourself in that place where you look and you say, well, my life is really just okay. I mean, it's nothing happening here and there. I'm just here. God has more for you. He says, if those things are not happening, if you lack these things, he says in verse 9, you are blind and you cannot see afar off. And you have forgotten that he has purged you from your old sins.
Amen. Yes.
Now here we go. This is what the Lord laid in my heart. It was from this verse. He said, in the moments that we see our life in failure, barren, dry, with nothing going on, cuando miramos nuestra vida seca, vacía, sin fruto,
amen,
y donde decimos el mensaje no funciona para mí, no es el mensaje que dejó de funcionar. Es que se nos olvidó.
Yes.
Es que hemos quedado ciegos.
Sí.
Y no podemos ver muy lejos.
Amen.
Y hemos olvidado que Él nos perdonó nuestros pecados,
yes,
antiguos.
Yes, Lord.
You see, when you are barren, dry, when you come to that place and that you say, this message doesn't work for me. It's not happening for me. It's not the message. It's you.
Yes.
You've become blind. You can't see very far, amen, and you forgot. You simply forgot,
amen,
that your old sins have been forgiven. You forgot the most basic thing of Christianity,
see,
that he forgave you.
Amen.
And if you come back to the place where he forgave you, you will once again see. And you will once again regain the victory and a life more abundant that he's designed for you.
Hallelujah.
You forgot.
Amen.
Peter said, I'm here to stir you into remembrance. Peter said, I'm going to remind you as long as I'm in this tabernacle, in this body. The Lord had told him his time would come.
See.
And he knew his time was close.
Yeah.
And he says to the people, to the church, he says, I'm going to remind you for the rest of my days.
Hmm.
I'm going to remind you what he's done for you.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And God has called us to remember,
Señor,
what he's done for us.
Hallelujah, Señor.
Remember the power of the cross. Remember what he there did for you.
See.
Remember.
Hallelujah.
Lift your eyes and see the salvation of the Lord.
See.
He's done great things for you.
Amen.
It works.
See.
You've just forgotten.
Señor.
Tonight, I hope you can remember what he's done for you.
Amen. Yes.
Tonight, I hope you can look back and remember,
hallelujah,
what he has done for you. He said, I'm not going to be negligent. This is not negligence. I'm reminding you. I'm reminding you. This is not just, oh, here again with the same thing. It's to remember. It's so easy to forget. It's so easy. And I'm not saying to forget like you completely, oh my God, he did that for me. I'm saying you moved your faith.
Man.
You moved your faith. Sí. Y el decir que se le olvidó no es que le estoy diciendo, wow, que usted diga, ah, caray, ¿a poco hizo eso por mí? Yo no sabía. No, sino que movimos nuestra fe. Olvidamos donde nuestra fe debía estar anclada. Pasa, sucede, sucederá. Pero el Señor ha diseñado la obra de la cruz para darnos vida en abundancia. See, the work of the cross was designed to give you life more abundantly. He died for you. He paid for your sin.
Amen.
He defeated the sin that you could not defeat.
Yes, Lord.
He did it for
Hallelujah.
You. He hung on that cross.
See.
On that mighty cross he hung.
Amen.
And he shed his life for yours.
See.
He was buried. They didn't take his life, but he laid
Hallelujah.
Down his
Amen.
Life.
Yes.
And on the third day, he rose again. He didn't defeat death in the grave, but he defeated death on the cross.
Yes, Jesus.
When he was laid on that tomb, he was already victorious.
Yes.
And he spent 3 days in the heart of the earth.
Yes, Lord.
And when he came out of that tomb, he didn't come out just by himself. But he cleared out that place where all those were held captive.
Amen.
And now he made a way for you and I to make it to heaven.
See.
He did it for you. He did it for me.
Amen, Lord.
He rose again.
Amen.
They rolled the that rock that was covering the tomb, not to let him out, but so that the people would see he wasn't there anymore. They didn't roll it away to let him get out because he was trapped. But they moved it so you and I could see he's no longer there. Death could not hold him. Had no power over him. The gates of hell could not prevail against him.
Amen, Lord.
Because he was victorious on that cross.
Amen, Señor.
He thought of you.
Amen.
Heard somebody say, when that thief on the cross said, why don't you save yourself? And save us. I mean, if you are the Son of God, if you have all that power you say you have, why don't you get down from here? See, that would have been a mighty show of his power. I forget where I saw this, but he said he could have shown his power by getting off from the cross. But he shows to show us his power in a mightier way. By getting out of the grave on the third day. A mightier way. By getting out of death.
Yes, Lord.
He could have gotten down. Could have shown his power. But he thought of you. He thought of me.
Yes.
My sin needed to be paid for.
Amen.
And he paid it.
Amen.
He made a way for victory.
Yes.
For you and for me.
Amen.
Today I'm going to ask you to stand up. Le voy a pedir que se ponga en pie. And you know where you stand. But if you're there in any, or anywhere close to that place of saying, this isn't working, I'm not living as I should, this isn't happening, I want you to remember tonight what he's done for you. Remember how much he loves you. Just remember what he's done for you.
Amen.
When you fail, when you're on the ground, remember he's forgiven you of your sins. Remember there is life in him. Amen. You want to sing a song, Dad? Be in the presence of God for a few moments. Just thank him for what he's done for you. Just say, thank you, Lord Jesus, for dying on the cross for me. If you find yourself failing, that's between you and God. But today, remember, let your heart be stirred by the presence of God. Tell him, God, I thank you for what you've done. Lord, minister to my life. Minister to my spirit. Help me to see what you've done for me, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Create in me a clean heart, oh God. And renew a right spirit within me. And cast me not away from thy presence, O Lord. And take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. And renew a right spirit. Joy of thy salvation, and renew a right spirit within me. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit. And renew a right spirit within me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. And renew a right spirit within me.
Si usted viene con alguna necesidad en esta noche, hermano, le voy a invitar a que pase al frente y vamos a estar orando por usted. Vamos a creerle juntos al Señor, hermano. Yo creo, muchas veces pedimos al Señor cuando estamos enfermos y venimos con aquella fe de creerle a Dios: Señor, tú me puedes sanar. Pero así como está predicando Dani ahorita, hay muchas cosas que se requieren en nuestra vida, aparte de nuestra sanidad física. Necesitamos una vista, necesitamos ojos, necesitamos ungüento en nuestros ojos para poder mirar lo que Dios tiene, amén. Mirar el proceso en el cual Dios nos ha puesto, amén. Invito, hermano, si usted viene y usted hay convicción en su vida, hermano, de que usted necesita de Dios ahorita, invito a que pase al frente. Dani, ¿oras tú?